Hello, today the church celebrates the memorial of the martyrs St. Paul Meeki and his companions, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 7, verses 1 to 13. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus confronted his critics for disregarding God's commandments while insisting on adherence to human rules. He acknowledged that the religious traditions of his time didn't always align with God's will as revealed in the scriptures and more completely by Jesus himself. The church must always be vigilant to ensure that its traditions are in line with God's word to us, especially as spoken by Jesus. From time to time, our church must renew itself with the guidance of the Holy Spirit to purify our traditions so that they correspond more closely with the true spirit of the gospel. We can view the Council of Vatican II as a significant effort to do exactly that. In our personal lives, we can also fall into traditional patterns that don't align with the essence of God's message to us through the scriptures. Our personal traditions, whether they be religious or broader in scope, always require reform in the light of the gospel. We must continue to listen to the word of the Lord anew and seek the assistance of the Holy Spirit in doing so.